Can you hear
Beautiful.
Me?
Beautiful.
I can hear you.
All right, good.
Okay, why do we ask Nolan?
All right, hey, I'm Nolan. I'm on crew 29, and we're working on skirting.
What is skirting?
It's basically where, like, the resident's house is on stilts, and you can see under the house, and we're trying to board that off.
Gotcha.
So that you don't see it, but the house is, like, flat. It'll keep going flat, but there's obviously a hill, and then it's, like, really tall, and we don't even know if we have skirting pieces that long.
Yeah.
Which is an oof.
Oof.
And we only have one more day.
We do. We only have one more day.
No.
No. What were you thinking before you came on this trip? Were you excited?
I was,
were you nervous?
Like, first off, showers are a problem.
Showers are a problem? You already knew that? The showers were a problem here?
Yeah. Second off, I was like, everything's good as long as nothing really bad happens to me, or else I don't have any, or else no one wants to make friends with me, then that's good. Then I'm good.
It would be good if no one wanted to make friends with
no,
me?
No, no, no.
Oh, that was your, like, worst, your worst fear was,
if
like,
no one wanted to be my friend. Then.
That's my nightmare.
But luckily, we have my roommate. There's another Nolan.
There is. Best
yes.
Bud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You didn't. You knew some of the people in our youth group, some of the people who came on the trip, you knew them already. But some of these people you didn't really know well, right? What's it been like meeting, you know, all these people from our church or from Park Ridge, making new friends?
I mean, honestly, everyone's been so friendly with me. Mason, I feel bad for him because he got sick,
yeah,
which is an oof. But the girls, honestly, like, on the way home from the Minions, I had my Reese's box and I was banging on Gabby's head.
Just making best friends.
So funny.
Just making best friends.
I call them Gabby and the duo.
Yeah, I'm sure they like that. Do you know everybody's name now?
No.
That's unacceptable.
Day five, I still don't know their names.
Oh my gosh. You're just bad at names or not trying.
Yes, I'm not trying.
What are your three favorite moments from the mission trip?
I don't really know. I mean, you might not understand a lot about this, but, like, when we were coming home from the movie, there's these people called Slenders on Roblox, and they're, like, owners. They're, like, online daters. They're breaks Roblox terms and service. And we were doing, like, really, and we were doing, like, really deep voices, because that's what they pretend to do. Like, they have deep voices to impress girls, and they're, like, it was so funny.
And you were making deep, funny voices
in
the van.
It was so funny.
To impress girls.
That was, no, it was like a joke. We were making fun of them. They suck.
Okay.
It was funny.
So that was favorite memory number one. What's favorite memory number two?
I love giving everyone nicknames. You're Mandy. You're Jacoby. Molly's Molly Moo. Maeve's Maeve Moo. Porter's Porter Woo. Mason is Whale, Emma is Memma, I'm Fly. That's what my crew members.
Fly.
Crew members.
Everybody crew is members. Whale and something Moo and you're Fly.
Yes.
I see how that. I see how
and
that.
And the crew members, we have Steve is Stevie.
He's Steve-O, come on.
I don't care. It's Stevie. Steve. Yes, I have now. And there's Caroline, but I call her Squidney.
Okay.
Squidney.
Got it.
All right, and then there's Alexa. There's Alexa, and I call her Eel.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Well, because you had a whole squid eel thing going there.
Oh, yeah, well, aquatic creatures.
Aquatic creatures? Okay, so you love giving people nicknames.
And then
favorite memory number?
I honestly don't know. No, I'm not embarrassed about being here.
No, were you nervous about coming on the trip?
Oh, no, of course not.
You weren't nervous?
I was not nervous.
Is it because you trust me so much?
Yeah. Do you want some fruit snacks?
Yeah, I want some fruit snacks.
Here's some fruit snacks.
Thanks, you're so generous. Should we just keep talking?
ASMR.
This is the funniest thing that's ever happened. I don't think we...
No, you can do ASMR.
It's just,
oh my
they're
gosh.
Not crunchy. which is sad.
All right, are we gonna sit here and have some fruit snacks? Can we talk about your faith at all while we have fruit snacks? Would that make you uncomfortable?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so you've been going to church like your whole life.
And yeah, you're here. My whole life.
I mean, I bet probably a lot of your life. No?
You know, I was baptized at a different church, but.
Yeah, yeah, not our church. I just meant like you have gone to church all of your remembering years. Also, I can't get this open.
Yeah, do you want me to help you?
Yeah, I do. Can this help me? Can me and Holden be our whole mission
all right,
trip video?
So we have a little spike right here.
Thank you so much.
Whoa, life changing.
Okay, while we eat these fruit snacks, let's talk about your faith a little bit, okay?
There's some more fruits.
What do you like about being on a church trip with all your church people? Does it help you grow closer in your faith? Do you feel like you're learning some stuff, or at least like being reminded of some stuff that you think is true?
Yeah, but when I hear sad stories, I also get reminded of my sad stories, which I don't really like.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes we tell hard stories together when we're in small group. It's kind of nice to have a place to tell hard stories, even if you don't like feeling sad again. Yeah? Yeah. What are some things that you learned or were reminded about who God is, about your faith, like this week? It might not be new to you, but you were reminded. What's
honestly,
some stuff?
I don't really know, but like the God sightings I think are fun because they get to show you how God has been working through us people.
Yeah. Do you think there's any God sightings that you have had and just decided not to share?
Yeah. I saw a perfect cut today. It was like perfectly, 74 inches.
Perfect cut. So you had the God sighting of the perfect cut. Now he's done with his snacks. It looks like I'm just eating. I was really only doing this for the moment with you.
Satisfying.
Nolan, you're the best. Okay.
Guys, I'm also in sandals.
Yeah, you are. I thought you. I saw you this morning. I thought you were gonna wear your sandals on the mission trip, like work site. And I was like, no.
No, that's not happening.
No.
Okay. My parents would be disappointed.
Yeah. Do you think your parents are proud that you're here on a mission trip?
Honestly, yeah. Like, I've never been away from home for an entire week.
And you're doing great.
Mm-hmm.
You're having a great time. Mm-hmm. Do you think Sawyer and Persephone, when they're older, they should come on the mission trip?
Honestly, Sawyer would be like, what the heck is this? I don't want to be here. Let me go home. Persephone would be like, oh yeah, let's do this.
I think that's super
Sawyer's
accurate.
Sawyer's the shy kid, but like once he makes friends,
he's golden.
Like, he's golden. Yeah.
I think if Sawyer came on the trip, the first night he'd be a little overwhelmed.
Then
he'd make friends and be golden. And he would want to do all the stuff. He'd want to use all the tools.
Yeah, but he can't use all the tools.
I know, but we'll work on it.
Oh.
Nolan, can you think of anything that you are more thankful for back at home because you were here on this trip?
Honestly, like, my friends have been helpful so much. Like, I wouldn't have been able to be encouraged to go on this without them. Like, I was honestly thinking about saying no to going this to my mom. Without my friends, I wouldn't have. That's what pushed me to go here.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Of the theme words, we've talked about freedom.
Hopefully try to.
We've talked about freedom. We've talked about purpose. We talked about humility.
And then.
And gratitude. What of those words stands out to you the most?
Honestly, when we were doing humility, I thought it was like humiliation. I was like, huh?
Mm-mm. So that stood out to you. Does the word humble mean anything to you?
Honestly, it's like peace, good nature. You're a hippie. Yeah, bro.
What about purpose? What do you think about purpose?
Honestly, it's like you have a meaning for everything then.
Do you have a meaning? Do you have a purpose? Do you know what yours is yet?
No, I don't know.
Do you think it takes some time to figure out what our purpose and meaning is?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for these fruit snacks and for sharing them with me.
You're welcome.
And for sharing about your mission trip and your faith.
And for also helping you open them.
And for helping me open them. You're a real good dude, Nolan. I'm really glad you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.